This is Dr. Alexander Doman, D-O-M-A-N, dictating independent medical examination from a date of service of June 2, 2023, on a patient named Jessica Wilkins, W-I-L-K-I-N-S. Date of birth, February 17, 1982. OWCP number 06-332178. This read as follows: Jessica Wilkins is a 41-year-old woman who is seen in this office for independent medical evaluation in the specialty of orthopedic surgery on June 2nd, 2023, period. She comes with extensive outside medical records, which have been reviewed, and the questions to be resolved have been reviewed, period. New paragraph. Ms. Wilkins describes an injury to her right knee during a fall that occurred on March 8, 2020, period. This fall occurred after she became faint and passed out due to a ruptured ectopic pregnancy, period. She collapsed suddenly and had emergency surgery to address the ruptured ectopic pregnancy, period. This was the surgical procedure was successfully performed, period. New paragraph. This lady alleges that this fall has resulted in ongoing right knee pain, period. However, there is a relevant and pertinent history that describes the onset of her right knee problems to a significant twisting injury that she had to her right knee on September 1, 2018, while she was playing kickball in Stone Mountain, Georgia, the period. She states the twisting injury was severe and resulted in her going to the emergency room where she was placed in a splint, period. She initially denies that any MRI study was performed of the right knee prior to this work injury of March 8, 2020, period. However, records, a new paragraph, however, records from Perimeter Orthopedics on April 13, 2020, in Atlanta, Georgia, document an MRI study that was performed following this severe twisting injury to the right knee during kickball on September 1, 2018, period. This MRI study was noted result in a meniscus tear and an ACL tear, period. The paragraph of significance in this evaluation of on April 13, 2020 is that the record states, quote, Jessica states that her symptoms began as a result of a pivoting motion close quote, referencing the acute traumatic twisting injury of September 1, 2018, period. The record states, quote, she states that the symptoms have been acute, traumatic, and began, underline the word began, on September 1, 2018, close quote, period. paragraph, following this assessment at Perimeter or Orthopedics, her treating orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Nicholson, N-I-C-H-O-L-S-O-N, performed arthroscopic surgery of the right knee with meniscus repair and ACL reconstructive surgery. Period. According to the patient, a more recent MRI study, not available, has shown that the ACL reconstruction has been successful and is stable, but there appears to be a recurrent tear of the of a meniscus. That was treated at the time of the initial surgery period. New paragraph. Ms. Wilkins at present complains of some aching pain with prolonged walking activities and very occasional catching type symptoms, period. New paragraph, social history. This lady has previously worked as an office manager for an orthopedic surgeon on the island of St. Thomas in the Virgin Islands prior to beginning work as a overseas contractor in the Middle East period. She has worked for various contractors over the last 15 years in the Middle East, including Dynacor, D-Y-N-A-C-O-R, and Leidos, L-E-I-D-O-S, period. New paragraph. Notice made that the arthroscopic surgical repair was performed on August 10, 2021, period. The paragraph, social history also significant. Social history shows no evidence of a smoking history or excessive alcohol use. Period. There are no relevant medical problems. Period. The paragraph on examination state: this lady is 5'7" and 220 pounds. Period. Her gait is normal. Period. On examination of the right knee, there is no knee effusion. Period. There is full extension. Period. There is full flexion. Period. She has no tendinous. Period. There is no evidence of swelling. Period. The arthroscopic portal sites have healed well. Period. There's a negative. Correction. There is only a trace anterior jaw, which is symmetric with the opposite right knee. Period. There's a negative Lachman test. Period. There's a negative pivot shift. Period. There's a negative McMurray's test. Period. New paragraph. Questions to be resolved. Number one, the symptoms the patient complains about have been documented above, period. Namely, there is some aching pain with prolonged walking activities and occasional catching symptoms, period. Paragraph number two, the diagnosis of Ms. Wilkins' current condition is early osteoarthritis of the right knee, as documented with as documented at the time of the arthroscopic surgical findings in the operative note. Period. She has status post ACL reconstruction of the right knee with meniscus repair. Period. Paragraph number three, within a reasonable degree of medical probability, it is my firm and definite opinion that the mechanism of injury of this condition is related to the significant twisting and pivot injury that she sustained by her own admission while playing kickball in 2018, and this was further assessed in the emergency room on an emergency basis following this injury, and she was given a knee brace. Period. a significant ligamentous and meniscus injury. It was documented on the MRI study in 2018, period. New paragraph number four. With respect to this lady's right knee, it is my firm and definite opinion that her fall due to the passing out from the ruptured ectopic pregnancy on March 9, 2020, did not result in any injury to the right knee other than a temporary aggravation from a contusion of the right knee, period. The rationale for this is because the rationale for this is because there was no severe twisting injury to the knee as she had experienced in kickball that would have resulted in a meniscus tear or ACL tear, period. There was pre-existing, well-documented injury to the right knee from her earlier MRI studies, period. The mechanism of injury of a contusion to the right knee is temporary and self-limited, period. In paragraph number five, this lady has long ago reached maximum medical improvement period. While it's not clear exactly when the maximum medical improvement would have occurred, it would have been within a month or so of the contusion of the right knee period. New paragraph, as this lady had only a contusion of the right knee, there is no impairment rating for her right knee pursuant to the AMA guides 6th edition with respect to her right lower extremity, period. Rep number 7, based on the facts, it is my firm and definite opinion that this lady had a severe and significant right knee injury prior to this employment incident with the with her employer on March 9, 2020, period. There is strong evidence of a pre-existing condition as documented on the MRI studies, period. It is my firm and definite opinion that this lady's current condition is the result of the natural progression of her pre-existing condition, period. Specifically, there was a long-standing pre-existing degenerative condition of the right knee that is expected and natural following the severe ACL tear that she sustained in 2018, period. This pre-existing condition had only a brief temporary aggravation from the contusion from her fall, period. This condition that she presently has is not materially and substantially greater in any way than she would have had absent the fall while passing out on March 9, 2020, period. Paragraph number 8, no further diagnostic tests are necessary, period. Paragraph number 9, the treatment this lady has had for this condition to date has been appropriate and necessary, period. Paragraph number 9, number 10, the current treatment this lady has had is both reasonable and necessary, but it is not related to the fall of March 9, 2020 for the reasons described above, period. The current treatment plan is quote, optimal, close quote, but is again not related to the fall of March 9, 2020, period. Number 11, the patient's medication of anti-inflammatory medication is entirely appropriate. New paragraph number 12. There's no other post-employment injury that has been related. Period. New paragraph number 13. this patient's knee injury of March 9, 2020 did not and does not impact her ability to perform her usual employment, period. Number 14, this question is not applicable as Ms. Wilkins is capable of returning to her usual customary employment for the work injury, which has long ago subsided, period. Sincerely, me, Dr. Alexander Doman, D-O-M-A-N, M-D, dictating. Thank you.